My dear great soul, Arthur, there are no drawbacks, as they say here. Only trees, windmills, and sheep. Stickney is the picture of rural England, as Shakespeare himself would have it. And I am the picture of moral rectitude, the upstanding schoolmaster and occasional figure of fun. But I don't mind. After three stormy and dolorous years, I have finally found flat terrain. As I walk this land of firming hedgerows, I reflect and, yes, repent. It took a week to remove the bullet from your ever-flailing arm, and I have regretted it every day since. For you see, I have dressed my wound for years. A season in hell, you say. But that would be mercifully brief. Yes?
Is George not here?
George? Do you mean Canon Coltman?
Yes. I'm a great friend of his. And as I was paying him a visit, he recommended that I meet with you. He said we would meet you here. He has told me much about you. Oh, I'm sorry, Monsieur Verlaine. I should be more clear. My name is Alfred. Alfred Tennyson.
Oh, Mr. Tennyson, it is an honour. Please, sit down. Would you like to share some of this chine? Truly delicious food.
No, thank you. I've just eaten. So, can I ask you what exactly brought you to Stickney?
Can you keep a secret?
I see no reason not to.
After leaving my wife and child for my young lover, I shot him in the wrist, and he had me sent to prison in Belgium for 2 years. Then I decided to come to England to teach. A joke, you understand? No, I simply found myself at a loose end and had to get away. But yes, it is as you say. It is better to have loved and lost.
I'm glad my words are of comfort.
Oh, bien sûr, of course.
May I ask what you were writing before I interrupted?
A letter to a friend.
I see. Ma français est mauvais. But I couldn't help noticing the name Arthur. That was the name of my friend, too, about whom I wrote in memoriam.
That is true?
Yes. We met at university and saw wondrous things together. Wondrous places. France, even. But then, one day, I received a letter. He died in Vienna, 22 years old.
Oh, I am very sorry. Je suis désolé.
Many years have passed. But I take it that for you, the pain is still fresh.
Yes, but the details are similar. I must ask, how did you move on from Arthur?
Monsieur Verlaine, I could answer that. But if you are seeking advice, you can only look within. The path that each man treads is dim.
Yes, it is unfortunate. If only it were true, as a friend of mine once said, that we poets are seers, delirious visionaries of remarkable insight into the human condition.
Myth-makers, perhaps. At best, sufferers of a romantic delusion. No, one writer can no more illuminate another's path than any other person could. Certainly, I dare say I still know nothing of you.
That may be so. Though please be assured, Mr. Tennyson, that there is very little to know. I am a simple man of God who has found great beauty in Lincolnshire, où le ciel condulait. I teach, I walk, I pray, and I intend that things stay that way. So we must move on. I hope you would agree when I say that now is the time to be noble, not heartbroken. Au revoir, Arthur.
That was Verlaine Tennyson and Arthur, written by Scott Brummett and performed by Dan Shaw and Stephen Holloway. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council.